Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Union Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, we've heard about some of these 4-H day camps, but you're going to talk a little more about them.
Yeah, this week we are kicking off spring break day camp. We actually started yesterday, and Kendra Browning, our 4-H program assistant, and I, we are doing a cookie day camp, cookie science. We did one of these Christmas break with chocolate chip cookies where we experimented with the different types of fats. And we're going to continue that tomorrow as well as yesterday with peanut butter cookies and talking about what happens to our cookie when we use different types of peanut butter, whether it's creamy, all natural, chunky, almond butter. So we're going to do those classes again tomorrow. Those are a little bit smaller classes just because getting in the kitchen, our space is limited, but we do break them up in teams and give them an opportunity to try some different recipes. And then we talk about presenting cookies and baked items at the county fair. And so these are great classes for current 4-H'ers or youth that might be interested in 4-H. I'll be going to Kincaid Library to talk about soil structure and kind of doing a throwback to a program I've done for many years of soil structure using Oreo cookies, pudding, Cool Whip, build dirt and worms. And that is great for kids. It makes a great activity for them as well as wherever you take it because then it's a built-in snack. And you know, honestly, who doesn't love some Oreo cookies, pudding, and gummy bears or gummy worms? Kind of, you know, checks all the boxes for us. The other things that we have coming up, I know Carla Hightower has a bread in a bag workshop that she's doing with Kendra, where we talk about the science of baking bread. We're doing sculptures. Carla's been doing some weaving. So we try to take advantage of this spring break and offer different programs to the youth in the communities. These are held in Flint and Miami County for the Meredith Union Extension District, and they are open to anyone. You just have to sign up ahead of time, and you can check our website out or our Facebook or even give us a call, and we can give you more details on those classes. So this is kind of just a preview of what happens for us in the summer as well. And this spring I'll be doing some embryology where we're hatching eggs and chicks at the Lewisburg Library and the Mound City Library. I'll be doing dirt and worms at another library. And then as we move into summer, we offer a lot more day camp opportunities for clover buds, which are 5 and 6 year olds, and then we move into the regular 4-H workshop. Some examples of the workshops that we have done in addition to the clover bud workshop are some STEM activities. That's a really popular thing right now. Robotics. So as we get into some of the summer pieces, we also look at doing just general day camps. We also do a lot of art. And I'm guessing we'll probably do another cookie or maybe even a muffin workshop. Those are really great ones, and it's teaching some great life skills to these kids and getting them to interact with other kids they may not know within the 4-H program. So day camps are really something we look forward to doing at our extension office. We like to do a wide variety of projects. We've done photography, food and nutrition, sewing, fiber art. So we try to have a wide variety of those, and if you are in the Meredith Union Extension District and you're interested in any of these day camps, feel free to call. And if we have room, there's really no line that says you can or can't come if you live in a different county. The other thing is each extension office or district hosts different day camps, so you might call your local extension office to see what they offer, and you may find something unique in your own county that you didn't even know was taking place this spring break or even this summer. We also have 4-H camp that'll take place at Rock Springs, and you can sign up for that camp online through Rock Springs. But We do, like I said, have a lot of great opportunities, and if you want to know more about those opportunities, you are welcome to call the Meredithine Extension District, the Mountain City office. The phone number there is 913-795-2829, or our Paola office is 913-294-4306. So, again, we encourage any of you to reach out if you're interested in attending.
They sound like a ton of fun. You got to make sure you guys want to get signed up for those. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.